This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's been chopping taxes for the past 20 years. The key selling point has been slashing taxes will create economic prosperity. But a new report by the former head of the State Treasury Department's Office of Revenue and Tax Analysis, Douglas Drake, says these tax cuts have instead drained Michigan of economic life, with our per capita income rate tumbling and our unemployment rate way above the national average. Charles Ballard is an economist from Michigan State University. Welcome back to Stateside, Charlie.
Thanks.
Good to have you with us again. And we welcome the former treasurer for the state of Michigan. He was treasurer from 2006 to 2011. Robert Klein, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Charlie, this Drake report finds our national rank in per capita income has dropped from 18th to 35th, and our jobless rate is 25% above the national average. Do you think that this is from 20 years of tax cuts or the Great Recession?
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things. Certainly, we have had, during this period of tax cutting and disinvestment in education and transportation infrastructure, it's also been the same period during which we have suffered a lot of losses in the auto industry and manufacturing in general. And so it's difficult to disentangle how much of the economic losses of Michigan is due to the long-term decline of manufacturing and then the Great Recession, and how much is due to policies. But I think it's pretty clear to me that regardless of whether you would say that these policies are a big failure, they certainly have not been a big success.
Your thoughts, Robert Klein.
Well, I do have an estimate of how much it's cost us in terms of tax cuts. I mean, if we had the same tax structure that we had in 1995, we would have somewhere between $2.5 and $3 billion more in state revenue than we have now. So, if you look, taxes, state taxes as a percent of personal income were 8.1% in 1999. Now they're 6.4%. So, that's about a $5 billion difference. So, at least half of the reduction in taxes is due to tax cuts.
And Robert, this report that we're referring to, the Drake Report, was commissioned by the Michigan Association of School Boards along with the MEA and the American Federation of Teachers, as well as other education groups. So should we not expect them to be negative about tax cuts for business because of this disinvestment in education? Do you find this report credible?
I find it credible. I mean, I think that the facts are pretty clear. I mean, the idea behind the tax cuts is to improve the economy.
Right.
And I don't really see any improvement. In fact, if you look at the employment numbers, you can see that employment is growing slower every year since the tax cut went into effect. You know, when we came out of the recession in March of 2010, that was the low point. And until December of 2011, which was right before the tax cut went into effect, we were growing much faster than we've been growing since the tax cut took effect. I mean, there can be other reasons for that, but if you look at it in detail, it seems pretty clear that the tax cut has done nothing really to help the economy, and it has really hurt our infrastructure, education, and local communities through cuts in revenue sharing.
Charlie, give us a sense, what's happening, as an economist, explain to us what's happening to the state's economy when taxes get too low. Why is this sucking the life out of Michigan's economy?
Well, we see it in a variety of ways. Certainly, I experienced it firsthand. You know, we've for a long time not raised enough revenue to avoid having our roads and bridges crumble. And so I paid what I call the pothole tax a few weeks ago. I had to have both front rims replaced. Honestly, I would have preferred to pay real taxes and fix our roads rather than pay this sort of other tax, indirect tax, by having to fix my car. And when you're a business thinking of investing in a place, you look at the fact that it has barely better than third world country roads, and you think, wow, I'm not sure that's the best place, even though the taxes are low. Also, we have lots of people who, when they're thinking where to locate, they think, I'd like to be in a vibrant community that has good parks, that has good schools for my children, and the disinvestment in public education, I think has not been a big plus. Plus, if you look to where the future appears to be headed for the nation's economy and the world economy, it's to the highly educated. That's where the big payoffs are going to be. And a policy of disinvestment in education doesn't seem like it's a good one in these times. I will say I'm very pleased that we have at least one sign of reversal of that, which is the increase in the funding for early childhood education. That's a big plus. It will take years to bear fruit, but that's heading us back in the right direction.
Well, you know, a couple other factors to follow up on what Charlie said. I mean, as Charlie knows, you know, tuition has gone up. It's at least doubled over the last 10 years because, you know, the state used to provide, I think, like 70% of the budgets for higher education. Now I think it's around 25%. And as a result, tuition's gone up dramatically, and we're in the top five for, you know, for public institutions in terms of tuition. That's certainly a negative. The other thing is that we've so disinvested in our communities that just looking at Detroit, I don't see, you know, how you can have a strong state without strong communities, particularly, you know, the major city in your state. Almost every state, you know, that has a strong economy, you know, they have a big city that is doing extremely well. We don't have that in Michigan.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Charles Ballard, economist from Michigan State University and the former treasurer for the state of Michigan. He was treasurer from 2006 to 2011 to Robert Klein. As we look at a recent report suggesting that 20 years of Michigan cutting taxes has not helped, that basically Michigan seems to have tax cut its way to what, mediocrity at best, failure at worst, Bob?
I'd say mediocrity, yes. I mean, we've just taken the wrong approach, and I can't see why people don't understand why it's not working. I mean,
people meaning our state legislature,
well,
or who?
the voters, mm-hmm. and the legislators. I mean, we keep voting for people who, you know, who are cutting taxes and not investing in the things that need to be invested in.
Yeah, who has benefited from these? Give us some specifics as far as who.
Well, for example, we now have 95,000 businesses who used to pay taxes, who no longer pay taxes. You know, a lot of those are non-corporate businesses because under our previous business tax system, the single business tax and the Michigan business tax, all businesses, you know, above a certain size paid taxes regardless of whether they were a corporation or not. Now only corporations pay taxes. So we had 136,000 taxpayers before. Now we have 41,000. Corporate businesses got a 64% tax cut, and, of course, non-corporate businesses basically got a 100% tax cut. And just one example, like professional and business services, we exempted about 7,200 of those businesses, and they received an average tax break of $25,000. And a lot of those businesses, those are doctors, lawyers, accountants, architects, consultants, and so forth. And the only thing that cutting taxes for that group does is increase the profits of people who are already fairly well off. So basically, you know, there were some losers among the business community, but the vast majority were big winners. And I don't think there's been any payoff from giving all that money to these businesses.
Charlie, what will increase prosperity as measured by the income of average citizens? What will it take?
Well, the thing that I think is most important is to return to a policy of investment, especially in education and also in transportation infrastructure. Those are the two things that I think will make the biggest difference in the long run. As Bob was saying, this policy of tax cutting hasn't been bad for everybody. It's if your view is that high-income Michigan residents count, and low-income and middle-income don't count for much, then we've been pursuing, the right set of policies. It's just that I think that the low- and middle-income residents of Michigan are just as important as the high-income. The tax cuts have been disproportionately targeted at high-income folks, and, of course, the cuts in services in many cases have disproportionately hurt low- and middle-income Michigan residents. One of the ones that I point to, of course, is the increase in tuition. If you're at the very top of the income stratum in Michigan, you can grumble a little bit, but still pay the higher tuition.
Right.
It's the folks who are low and middle income families who are really struggling and wondering in many cases whether they can possibly afford to send their children to college.
And I guess we will have to leave it there, but it's been a great conversation with Charles Ballard, economist from Michigan State University, and the former treasurer for the state of Michigan, Robert Klein. Thank you so much to both of you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.